Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Numbers. The rabble among them had a strong craving, and the Israelites also wept again and said, "If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but the manna to look at." Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, all at the entrances of their tent. Then the Lord became very angry, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you treated your servant so badly? Why have I not found favor in your sight, that you lay the burden of all this people on me? Did I conceive all this people? Did I give birth to them, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom, as a nurse carries a suckling child,' to the land that you promised on oath to their ancestors? Where am I to get meat to give to all this people? For they come weeping to me and say, 'Give us meat to eat. I am not able to carry all this people alone, for they are too heavy for me.' If this is the way you are going to treat me, put me to death at once. If I found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my misery." So the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tent of meeting and have them take their place there with you." So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 elders of the people and placed them all around the tent. And then the Lord came down and spoke to him and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. When the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied. But they did not do so again. Two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the Spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent. And so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp, and Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of his closest men, said, 'My lord Moses, stop them.' But Moses said to him, 'Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them.'" The word of the Lord. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 19. We will read the psalm in unison. The law of the Lord is perfect and receives hope. The testament of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent. The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, more than much fine gold, sweeter far than honey in the comb. By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can tell now of the offenders? Cleanse me from my secret faults. Above all, keep your servant from the presumptuous times. Let them not go dominion over me. Then shall I be whole and sound, and innocent of a great offense. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will be by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great milestone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. For it is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eyes call you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In my first little church in South Carolina, the youth group and I decided that we were going to go on a fast in order to raise money for the people in Somalia who were hungry. 48 hours. We were going to go without food. We were going to lock ourselves in the church for the whole time. This was me and a bunch of teenagers. We decided we could drink, so we had a lot of Gatorade and fruit juice and stuff. And it was really fun for the first day. And then it started to get hard. By the evening of the first day, we started talking about food. Have you ever been there when you're really hungry and you start talking about food and you can almost taste it? First, it was pizza. We talked about everyone's favorite flavor of ice cream. And on it went. And then things began to really deteriorate. Everyone started to get in a bad mood. We started acting like toddlers, snapping at each other, getting annoyed at everything. By the time the 48 hours were over, I was totally sick of every single one of them, and they were of me. And all we wanted to do is just get away from each other and get a sandwich. If you notice in the Old Testament, the Hebrew people are wandering in the desert, and they weren't starving, but they were bored with their food. You see, all they had to eat was this manna, this white, sticky, sweet stuff, and they were absolutely sick of it. And so they start talking about food. And they start remembering, yeah, things were tough back in Egypt. We were slaves, but we could have cucumbers and fish and leeks and onion and garlic. They start reminiscing about the taste of all these wonderful foods, and they get grumpier and grumpier, and they start complaining to Moses. And Moses starts feeling bad. It's this big downward spiral until Moses basically throws a temper tantrum in front of God. Moses says to God, "Just kill me now. I would rather die than deal with these annoying people. Did you ask me to be a babysitter? Are they suckling babies and I'm their mother? I am so sick of them. All of this struggle, all of this bad mood stuff, and it makes you wonder, what was the point? Why did God want these people to go through all of this? If God were going to bring them to the promised land, why didn't they just go straight there? Why did they have to go through this painful process of not having enough, of having to give up stuff? Their cucumbers, their garlic, their fish, and on and on. Why did God ask them to give up so much? Do you know how salt was made back in Jesus' time? It was very simple. You took some salt water from the Dead Sea or from the ocean, and you dug a big hole. And then the hot Israelite sun would shine down on this hole, and gradually the water would all evaporate, until there was nothing left but salt. Do you all know that Jesus says that you are salt? Salt was one of the most valuable things in Jesus' day because there was no refrigeration. That was how you preserved your food. If you didn't have salt, you didn't eat. Salt was so valuable. Not only did it preserve food, but even today we love salt. Why? Because it brings out the natural flavor of food. It makes everything taste better, doesn't it? But salt was created by letting the water go until there was nothing left but salt. Jorgen Moltmann, the great theologian, once wrote about how God created the world. He said, most of us think that God sort of created something out of nothing, that there was all this nothingness, all this blackness, and God made the world to fill the nothingness. But Moltmann says, actually, if there was nothing but God in the beginning, then there was only God. And that means that God had to make space for the creation. God had to withdraw in order to make room for us. God had to step aside to make the space, to make the darkness, to make the emptiness that then God would fill with the creation. But the first act of creation was actually a withdrawal of God's presence, because God was everything and all things. So God had to pull back and let go in order to create. This is the season of giving in the church year. And every year for almost 20 years, I've been watching you all as we go through this period. And it's getting harder. I think one of the reasons why it's getting harder is because you all are now getting approached to give all the time. You have wonderful nonprofits and good causes asking you for money all the time. And the more generous that you are, the more you're asked. You get it in the mail. You can see starving children on television. You even get people calling you in your home. And so giving in any sense has a kind of grumpiness about it now. We're all sick of it, aren't we? We're tired. We're not sure that we have enough. And it's scary because our money is our security. That's how we're going to provide for ourselves. That's how we make plans. It's hard to let it go. And practically speaking, every year the church must raise money because we're free. Have you noticed that? Isn't it awesome? You don't pay any admission to come here. Yesterday we opened our doors to families from all over this city who are learning how to teach their children to read and how to be healthy, and it's free. But we can only do this if people are generous and give. But the thing is, put that all aside. Let's say that all of our bills were paid. I would still come and talk to you about giving. And not just your time and your talent. I would talk to you about money. Because money is what we cover ourselves with, and it's what we hold on to. Jesus says that all of us will be salted with fire. All of us are going to have to go through times where we're forced to let go. Think of your life. Over the span of your life, your body will age and you will lose some of the things that you used to be able to do. Your relationships will change and you'll have to say goodbye to people that love you. Even your stuff, you can't bring it with you. Life in many ways is a process of letting that all be evaporated away until there's nothing left but our salt and God. In the end, it's just you and God. That's it. And so Jesus encouraged people to give because if you just hold on to it, it only causes you more pain. If you practice giving, you become a co-creator with God, and it fills you with joy. It's not about paying the bills. It's about becoming more like God, making space in your life for God. When I was in seminary, JD and I started just, all of a sudden, we just decided we were going to give 10% of all our income to the church. And we've been doing that every year. And if we give to other things, which we do, Cathedral Arts Project and Habitat for Humanity, seminaries and schools, that comes on top of it. And it's been hard. There have been years where we wanted one of us to stay home with the kids, but we had to work. I wouldn't change it for the world, not because of the money, but because it's blessed me. It's filled me with joy. And I've had enough, more than enough. I want you to think about letting go in a way that is a sacrifice. In a way that may be hard at first, but it's the only way to the promised land, my friends. Letting go, giving up, giving away, so that you can discover who you really are, your unique flavor, you salt that God made. Don't let your stuff come between you and God. Let it go. Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith by saying together the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. He came down from heaven. From the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we live in a frightening world. You promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear us when we pray in faith. Hear us now as we pray to you. For the peace of the whole world, that nations and peoples may come to understand and respect one another. We pray especially for an end to the violence in the Middle East and on the streets of our own cities. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the poor, the sick, the lonely, and those who are grieving, that they may find comfort and solace in your presence. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those in need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the city of Jacksonville, that your Holy Spirit may inspire us to revitalize the urban core. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For this community, that we may boldly serve you without fear. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the earth, that we may use its fruits to your glory and for the good of all creation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all who have died, that they may see you face to face. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who have died. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the courage to face our own limitations, faults, and failings, and for the gift of your grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have promised to hear what we ask in the name of your Son. Accept and fulfill our petitions. We pray not as we ask in our ignorance, nor as we deserve in our sinfulness, but as you know and love us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess against you in thought, word, and deed, and what we have done, and what we have left undone.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
We are truly sorry.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, for have mercy on us and forgive us,
that we may abide in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you into the life eternal. Amen. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. If you're new or visiting, will you raise your hand and the ushers will bring you a present, but you got to keep your hands up till they find you. Welcome, welcome. They're going to bring you a present any moment. There they come. Good job, guys. Thank you. After this service, the vestry members are going to be on the stage in Tolliver Hall doing a visioning forum to talk to you about some of the visions of the cathedral. So I hope you will come right in Tolliver Hall after the service. Also, next Sunday is one of my favorite Sundays of the church year. It's St. Francis Day. So bring your pets at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is our outside service. 2 years ago, someone brought a hen to the 11 o'clock, though, and she laid an egg, and they brought it up to the altar at the offertory. I thought that was awesome. But bring your pets next Sunday, St. Francis Day. There are more classes on Wednesday. Wednesday nights are growing. So if you want to come to a new class, new classes are in your bulletin. So check out your bulletin to see what's being offered. Our bells were taken down. Did any of you see the news or the newspaper? Cool, huh? That was awesome. They have landed in Cincinnati, where they're now going to be restored and repaired. We're making room for 4 more bells, so we can add 4 more sometime in the next decade or two. Once we add 4 more, we'll have 14 notes, which means we could play any hymn. Right now we have 10 notes, which is a lot, but we could have the whole shebang. We're going to be on a bell fast until Christmas Eve, and it was the bishop's idea that we ring the bells to Silent Night on Christmas Eve. That'll be the first time we'll hear them, so that'll be cool. Chris Collingsworth got an award this week. He's been named Lakeshore Middle School Teacher of the Year. Chris, stand up so we can give you applause. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. And he's a Sunday school teacher. How cool is that? Okay, we need to take down 6 bricks because 12 families filled out pledge cards this week. Who's going to help me? Sally, you want to help me? Yeah, David's going to help me. Well, they said to do it on the right-hand side. Okay, let's do it. 6. So this is the wall of fear that we're tearing down in our pledge drive. And every time 2 families pledge, we can take off a brick. And if we tear down the whole wall, we'll actually have more pledging families than we did last year. So this is a great. Now, the pledge cards are in your pews. They're also being mailed to your homes. And you can also just go online and do this really easily. So how many do you have there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And we're going to put them on the altar and offer our fear up to God. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Thanks, guys. now if we can have some more volunteers, we have canned goods for the orphans in Sierra Leone. Richard, would you come forward? We're going to bring these gifts up to the altar.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For through your Son, Jesus Christ, and by his own gift of the Holy Spirit, we are enabled to do deeds and charity and mercy in his name. And to all who bear the name of Christ and give all themselves for the sake of the kingdom and in service to others, our Lord promises a great reward in heaven. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all in the Word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days, you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer you our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. The gifts of God to you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and raised for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with the spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now in the world and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the love of God and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may the blessing of God the Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be and remain with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.